Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 26 in our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, we'd like to invite you to look in the description and look for the two links there. One is to our Lenten calendar. It's 40 days of all of the scriptures that we will be discussing for the full time of our journey. The second is a companion download that does a deeper dive on the topics that we discuss each day. And that is a cumulative document, so be sure to download it every day so that you have the newest study guide.
Yes. Oh, and they should also download the calendar frequently because we have made some changes as the Lord directed us to.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
So, my wonderful husband.
Yes.
Would you like to read this lovely scripture that we're going to be discussing today?
Ooh. May I?
I would love you to.
You know what book it's from?
Yes. I know your favorite.
My favorite book, Romans chapter 15, verse 7. And we're going to be reading out of the NIV today. The verse says, "Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God."
I love this one. And I know when we were looking at it, at first glance, I feel like we've talked about, you know, love your neighbor. John is all over that. Love, 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 love. Corinthians, love, 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 love.
Yes.
But what stood out to me when we read this is the how and the why.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely. In the companion download, we dissected this scripture into three different sections. So maybe, I don't know, do you want to talk about it that way or how would you like to
chat? Well, that first section, that first part of it, accept one another. That's the what, right?
It's the what.
It's the what, because that is the subject of the whole sentence. Then we'll get into the how and the why.
And what I like, what was fascinating to me is they say accept. Doesn't mean you have to like the person. I mean, let's be real. Like there's people that are going to rub you the wrong way and they may be doing things like we discussed before, how they do things that may be irritating or offensive to us. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to accept them unconditionally as they are, where they are.
Just like God accepted us.
And just like Jesus accepted those in the in the fringes.
That's right. Oh, he was constantly being called out for hanging out with what were the outcasts from society, from the religious people of the day. He was constantly being called out for that and didn't change him one bit.
No, and I think you just went into the how portion. The second portion says, just as Christ accepted you.
Yes. Well, yes. That was a little touch on the how. But how did he accept us? He accepted us freely, right? He accepted us. He knew that we were sinners.
Yeah.
And yet he loved us anyway and was willing to spend time with us and bring us into his fold, so to speak. And then teach us and raise us up out of whatever it is that we were into that was wrong.
Sure.
But he didn't judge us, right? Just loved us anyway.
You know, when I picture Jesus, and again, I'm going to go back to The Chosen because that's this visual that I have.
I love that show.
I know. So do I. When I see him there, you can tell he might be a little not into the flesh like we might be, but sometimes he's like, seriously,
Simon? I can imagine he has quite a few eye rolls with me. There have been times where I just had that feeling that he was rolling his eyes like, really, Rick?
Seriously?
Are we really here again? Really? Deep sigh. Okay. Let's walk this way again. Let's walk you out of it. And let's see why we didn't learn the lesson last time.
Right. And especially if we were unloving or unkind to our brothers and sisters. I think of when he paired the apostles up to go out, and he paired up the zealot and Matthew.
Simon and Matthew.
Yeah. I'm like, he knew.
Yep.
Okay. You guys need to put the get along t-shirt on and get along.
And look, in the process of doing that, they did. And then they learned to appreciate each other.
Sure. All their differences.
Yeah.
I know.
They learned to accept one another, and they learned enough of the stuff about each other that they didn't know, which led them to be where they were, and that helped them to be more accepting and just loving, because there wasn't that animosity. There was a little more understanding.
And I know we got a little vulnerable in the daily download and talked about ourselves and the differences between us.
Yes, we got a little vulnerable.
We.
I can say that because I wasn't the one that wrote it.
But it was a really good example.
No, and it was perfect.
I mean, I like you, though. So there's that. And I love you. So it's not like it's someone that rubs me the wrong way, but there's times where I know I'm probably getting under your skin. You're like, seriously? Can we have it a little quieter?
And there's times where I know that I'm getting under your skin because I'm just not verbalizing things that are going on in my mind, and it drives you nuts because you want to know.
And I think out loud. I mean, everything's out loud.
Everything with me happens internally. So it's an interesting mix that the Lord made with us. But it works, and it gives us an opportunity to learn about real love. What are the things about love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love keeps no record of wrong. Love never seeks its own. All of those things we get to put into practice.
Otherwise, we have to wear the get-along shirt.
Yeah, or we put the get-along shirt, and then we really have to learn how to
For those of you that don't know the get-along shirt, it's something we joke about. We don't really have one
yet.
But we joke about a shirt that, you know, when you're kids and you've seen kids that have to wear this shirt till they get along. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, maybe they should have that for adults, and you have to put it on and you have to be stuck to each other until you can get along. Mm-hmm. And then you have to read, love is patient, love is kind,
without
gritting your teeth.
While you're wearing the get along shirt, you have to read it to each other.
But I would like to read what I did right. So, with your permission.
No, you don't need my permission.
No. So, when I was describing the photo that we shared here, it's a photo of us together laughing. I'm cracking up and you're like, can we just take the picture?
No, I was making you crack up.
I know. Exactly. But in the picture, it looks like you're like, can we just take the photo? And I couldn't be serious. But to go along with that, what I shared is that we are different, but it's such a good mix together. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, my favorite.
So I said, the lioness is an extroverted, loud, right-brained, free-spirited gypsy that loves art, loves God, prefers to be amidst a crowd, rambling on, sharing big picture stories from the Word, drawing people closer to the Lord, and loving people big. The Viking, on the other hand, loves God and others just as big, if not bigger, has a passion for sharing the Word and drawing others closer to God, but prefers to interact with them differently. As he is a left-brained technical guru that loves to dissect the Word, share all of its intricacies, and how it all brings God's love right down to us. So I just thought that, and I know there's so many more things, but we are exact opposites.
In so many ways.
And yes. God used, used that. But there's times where we just have to say, love is patient, love is kind, but accept who we are. I don't want to change you. That's what I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go and say, no, I want a cookie cutter of who I am. It's not.
That'd be boring.
Yeah, it would.
Where would be the
It'd be really loud.
Interplay there?
It'd be really loud here.
There would be a lot of chit-chat, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think in those differences, as we accept, the term accept is hard for me to grasp, because I think we should do more than accept. I think we should learn to do more than accept and truly enjoy each other's company, or find those things that are interesting about that person. Find out more about that person before we make that judgment at the book, or the cover level.
Well, and I think that's what we touched on a little bit ago, is, mm-hmm, having the understanding of why that person is the way they are, mm-hmm, really helps you. If you know a little bit about them and you take the time to get to know them, then you'll have more understanding. And then it's easier to find the areas that you get along in. I mean, just take us as an example. If you focus all the time on the differences, and if they irritate you, if you focus on that, then you're going to not be very happy. What you have to do is you have to accept that those things are different than you, and find the way that they support each other. Mm-hmm. When you think about us, the difference in our giftings perfectly aligns, where in areas where you're different, I'm strong. Mm-hmm. Where in areas where I'm different, you're strong. I don't have the desire to go out and connect with people. You do.
So we get to.
So we get to. And
and you're good at
and
it.
And that's good for me. It's not comfortable, but it's good for me. And it allows me to use the gift that God has given me.
And vice versa. I remember when we first met, I was going in 400 directions and I was a hummingbird that didn't land. Mm-hmm. So landing and being able to get out of clear the clutter, get out of the noise, mm-hmm, and get closer to God, it really has grounded me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
And you've learned greater appreciation for diving into the Word, like in this study today. Seeing all those little things is really cool. When you give the Holy Spirit that opportunity to communicate those points to you when you're, mm-hmm, reading the Word,
yeah,
you can't do that when you're running 1,000 miles an hour. So in our relationship, we have the strengths and weaknesses, and they balance each other out, and we make a cohesive team, as long as we accept each other and love each other just like we are and appreciate those things instead of getting irritated or angry or upset, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And so the last point is...
why do we do this?
The why. This is our why. I would say that it's the most important of this scripture.
It's the whole point.
In order to bring praise to God.
Mm.
That's just so good. It's just... oh, I think about... I know you and I have, talked about this when our kids were growing up, and, those moments where other kids were not so nice to our kids, and you don't want to go pummel them, but kind of do when your kids are crying and,
sure,
like, you're a bully, stop doing that. But
it's because your heart is broken.
Yeah. It's so sad. So I think about that same scenario with God, and he's looking at us and his heart must just be broken, looking at the world today and how people are treating each other. And there's no empathy. There's no compassion. There's a lot of areas where there's none of that. Mm-hmm. And we're very quick to judge. We're going 300 miles an hour. We don't give anyone grace on the road or anywhere else. Someone makes a mistake, there's no room for apology.
No.
We don't give them that space to even apologize, or maybe they didn't even know what they were doing because they were going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what's going on in everyone's lives. There's so many things, so many broken people, broken families, broken, it's a broken world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to pause before we react and try to react in a loving way and stay in the spirit.
Yeah. And remember that God accepted you not when you were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't love you because you were lovable. He loved you because He is love. And He accepted you when you were filthy dirty.
Yeah.
And brought you into His household and cleaned you up and just loved you and accepted you right there, right where you were.
And so we should do the same thing. And then I can just visualize Him smiling,
mm-hmm.
like really big, going, yes, they're getting along.
Yeah, not to take it off on a different track, but in the scriptures, when you talk prophetically and the Lord is giving information about the future, what is one of the things that He points out about the latter days is that the love of many has waxed cold.
Mm.
That's really important to Him. So important that He brought that out as one of the key elements in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? Love is the answer, and accepting people in love,
mm-hmm. what I like
gives Him glory.
We shared some scripture about that. We shared scripture. So make sure that you download, if you want to, download the study guide, because we've shared additional scripture in all three areas.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I loved is the Isaiah 25:1 from the NIV, because that is a time where they didn't have Jesus. They didn't have that Savior, but they still said, Lord, You are my God. I will exalt You and praise Your name, for in perfect faithfulness, You have done wonderful things, things planned long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was beautiful, because here they are, they don't have a Savior, and they're still praising God.
Yep. They still recognize that all of His attributes are wrapped up in the one most important one, love.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah. And then
good stuff.
Then Matthew. Can I read Matthew?
Ooh, Matthew 5:16, yes.
Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Don't read them all. They have to download it.
I know. I want to just keep going.
If they want to read the rest, they got to download it.
Yes, they do. And there's a lot. There's several for each area.
Yep.
It's just so beautiful that that scripture that I know I've seen it a lot, but this time the Holy Spirit just pointed those little nuggets, those golden nuggets, just like, wait, here,
yep.
Three different areas.
Yeah.
Like, look at these and break it up. So I think that the Bible also doesn't always break things up appropriately. So it's important to look before and after, and maybe read that whole chapter when you're looking at verses. I find when I'm doing my studies lately that that is a weird place to break that. Like, this is a mm-hmm. great nugget before that, and this is great text after. So make sure you don't just put what's on the coffee cup and call it a day.
The chapters and verses were added by men, and a lot of times they erred in where they ended something and started something. So
mm-hmm.
read the whole context and get a feel for what you're reading, and look before, look after. Because the chapters and numbers are not there by God's decree. That was just men's convenience, so we could say, hey, go look here.
Right.
And that would get us in the general vicinity. Yeah. That's always a good habit to get into, is not just get stuck on a verse. That'll help you stay away from crazy doctrines, too.
I agree. And make sure you double check it. Because it's somewhere on the web.
Oh, yes.
Like, that's not even right.
Yeah.
They missed a few words. And
yeah, there's... You know, you have to be a Berean. Acts 17:11 is where God instructs you to not believe a word that you hear, but receive the word with all readiness of mind, but search the scriptures daily to see if those things be true.
Mm-hmm. Was that Chuck Missler that said that?
He used to say that
all the time.
Don't take my word. He said, don't believe a word I say. And if you do, you fail.
Go and look it up yourself.
He said, be a Berean. Go and look it up.
That's good. That's good.
So why don't you pray us out, baby?
I would love to. Dear Lord, we come to you today with full gratitude, again, as always. But thank you for taking the time to point out this beautiful scripture and all of the elements that are deep down inside of it. Thank you for letting us unpack it tonight and sharing the what, the how, and the why in the scripture so that we can connect with our brothers and sisters at a deeper level, so that we can accept them right where they're at. We can humble ourselves. We don't need to be right. We just need to get connected with our brothers and sisters, accepting them right where they're at, exactly as they're at in that moment, and not judging them and just loving them big, just as Jesus accepted us and loved us. You loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son at the cross, and he did it willfully. He knew how much we needed him. He knew that we were just sinners in a broken world, and he took that cross so that we could have that connection with you. And here you are, loving us right where we're at, exactly as we are, still sinners, but you don't judge us. You let us come to you freely. I just ask that you keep pointing us back to the scriptures, to the word, as direction and guidance and a reminder to stay out of the flesh and to stay in the spirit and to continue to connect with our brothers and sisters and spur them on, lift them up, dust them off, and just love them big. We love you, Lord, and thank you for all of these things. In your Son's precious name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen and amen. Good stuff.
Yes.
Well, we would just like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you. We'd love to hear from you.
And share this forward with anyone that may gain something from listening in. We'd love to have
help
more.
Help us spread the word.
Yep. Spread the word.
That's our only desire. Spread the word. Spread the love of God through the word. So why don't we leave them with some perfect peace, shall we?
Yes.
Shalom, shalom.
Until next time, we love you.
We'll see you next time.